I am Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is April 18th, 2010. The website is theskepticarena.com. Today's topic: Greenpeace finds the kingpin of climate denial. A little-known U.S. oil company has spent $67 million to foster doubt. The article begins. A little-known private U.S. oil company called Koch Industries has become the driving force behind the climate change denial industry, according to an investigative report from Greenpeace. Koch funneled $25 million into groups opposed to climate change from 2005 to 2008, three times as much as big-name operations like ExxonMobil. It spent another $5.7 million on political campaigns and $37 million directly lobbying lawmakers. The report says, Koch Industries is playing a quiet but dominant role in the global warming debate, dubbing it a financial kingpin of climate science denial. It accuses Koch of paying for both misleading science and propaganda, including funding for organizations that propagated the ClimateGate scandal. In Koch's response, the company says it supports scientific debate with the open and honest airing of all sides, not demonizing and silencing those with whom you disagree. My comment: Koch supports only one side of the scientific debate. That would be their side. The open and honest airing of all sides has already been done, and things didn't go the way Koch hoped it would. That is why only the ignorant believe what Koch is peddling. When you are proved wrong by scientific evidence, that is not demonizing, although I can see how it appears so from Koch's perspective. Koch has not been silenced by those with whom they disagree. They have been silenced by the scientific evidence, against which they can only fight with deception and lies. And now we move to the science segment. Today we have three science stories. The first, a comet is eaten by the sun and caught on camera. The destruction of a comet as it approached the sun was caught on camera Saturday by a long-lived space observatory. The comet, a stranger to astronomers, is now doomed to anonymous obscurity. The comet's death plunge was recorded by the sun-watching Solar and Heliospheric Observatory, called SOHO, as the previously unknown icy wanderer barreled down on the sun from cosmic parts unknown. The comet appeared in SOHO images on Friday, but by early this morning it had disappeared entirely. This is the third comet to swing by the sun this year, known as sun-grazing comets. The icy objects most likely come from the outer solar system, though it is unlikely that any survive their encounters with the sun. The doomed comet spotted by SOHO this week, as well as the others seen this year, may be part of a group of objects called Kreutz comets, named after the 19th century German astronomer Heinrich Kreutz. It was Kreutz who first demonstrated that such comets were related, and maybe the shattered remains of a single giant comet that broke apart several centuries ago. Astronomers estimate that there may be more than 1,600 comets in our solar system that swing through its heart to pass by the sun during their travels. As of 2000, the definitive count for sun-grazing comets passed the 1,000 mark. The SOHO spacecraft is in a prime position to catch sun-grazing comets as they swing by or are devoured by the sun. The mission is a joint effort by NASA and the European Space Agency. SOHO uses a center-mounted disk to block the blinding glare of the sun in order to observe solar flares, coronal mass ejections, and other weather, as well as objects near the sun. It has been instrumental in finding sun-grazing comets since it began studying the sun in 1995. Prior to the SOHO mission, astronomers had found only 16 sun-grazing comets using space-based telescopes. Now for the second science story. An extra veggie won't stop cancer. At most, fruits and vegetables cause a 2% reduction in the disease. Eating your fruits and veggies has many health benefits, but a dramatic reduction in the likelihood of cancer isn't one of them. The results dispute claims made by nutrition authorities that increased vegetable intake could slash cancer rates by 50%. In fact, Mount Sinai researchers found that an extra 2 portions of fruit and vegetables would, in the best case, prevent 2.6% of cancers in men and 2.3% of cases in women. The message seems to be that eating fruits and vegetables are just a small piece of what one scientist called a much larger lifestyle puzzle to prevent cancer. Others said that such a reduction in cancer should not be dismissed if it is as easy as eating more vegetables. For the United Kingdom, this works out to be about 7,000 cases a year, which is a significant number. And for the final science story, bad news for flies. Spider silk is incredibly strong. Somehow I think they already knew that. Spider silk is yielding secrets that could pave the way for incredibly strong building materials. MIT scientists found that the silk uses a unique crystal structure that makes it both strong and able to bend without breaking. They believe it is possible to copy that structure to turn ordinary materials like wood or straw into flexible and strong supermaterials. Researchers found that nanocrystals 3 millionths of a millimeter across turn the inherently weak building blocks of spider silk into a material that is pound for pound stronger and less brittle than steel. They believe applying the same process to carbon-based building elements will create even stronger materials, potentially revolutionizing the whole field of synthetic materials. And now the arena goes abroad. Today we travel to Yemen, where a Yemeni bride, age 13, bleeds to death after being married off by her brother to his buddy. A 13-year-old Yemeni bride married off by her family to a 23-year-old man has died from bleeding from genital tearing. The girl, from the Hajja province, died 4 days after her wedding. Her husband has been detained by authorities. The girl was married off as part of a deal between two men to wed each other's sisters to avoid having to pay expensive bride prices. Human rights organizations are battling to end the widespread practice of men taking child brides. And in a follow-up story, Yemeni child bride was tied up and raped. Tragedy underscores girls being forced into marriage. According to the child's mother, police, and medical reports, a 13-year-old Yemeni child bride who bled to death shortly after marriage was tied down by her 23-year-old husband and repeatedly forced to have sex. Nijma Ahmed, who had tried to persuade her daughter to have sex with her husband so as not to shame the family, said that before Elham Asi lost consciousness and died, she looked like she had been butchered. According to police, husband Abed al-Hikmi, upset because he could not consummate the relationship, sought tranquilizers from a local clinic so she wouldn't resist. When refused, Hikmi obtained performance-enhancing pills and the next day returned to the clinic carrying Asi because she could not walk. A forensic report showed that Asi's injuries were much more extensive, including extensive tearing around the vagina and rectum. Asi's mother said, "She whispered in my ear that he had tied her up and had sex with her violently." She said to the husband, "What have you done, you criminal?" My comment. Actually, that story was so sick, I don't even think a comment is necessary. And a bonus story from abroad. This one from Mexico. Drug gunmen attack two Mexican army bases. Dozens attempt to blockade soldiers in their garrisons. Dozens of gunmen yesterday mounted rare and apparently coordinated attacks on two army garrisons in northern Mexico, touching off firefights that killed 18 attackers. The attempts to blockade soldiers inside their bases appeared to mark a serious escalation in Mexico's drug war. Cartel gunmen attacked in unit-sized forces armed with bulletproof vehicles, dozens of hand grenades, and assault rifles. Elsewhere in Mexico, four severed human heads were found yesterday in the western state of Michoacán. Residents found the heads, with eyes still blindfolded, lined up at the foot of a monument, along with a threatening message. In the same region, police found the bodies of three young men who had been shot to death. The bodies had messages stuck to their chests with knives. And police in the border city of Nogales reported finding the bullet-ridden bodies of three men, including a city transport official, on a rural road along with three burned-out vehicles. My comment? Tijuana for spring break, anyone? And now for the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today, Polybius. Born 203 BCE, died 120 BCE, at the age of 83. Polybius was a Greek historian of the Hellenistic period noted for his book called The Histories, covering in detail the period of 220 to 146 BCE. He is also renowned for his ideas of political balance in government, which were later used in Montesquieu's The Spirit of the Laws and in the drafting of the United States Constitution. And now for the quote from Polybius. Since the masses of the people are inconstant, full of unruly desires, passionate, and reckless of consequences, they must be filled with fears to keep them in order. The ancients did well, therefore, to invent gods and the belief in punishment after death.
Are you ready, Greece? Start walking!